The streaming service with Justin Hill.
He might be hanging out with the big stars of The Little Mermaid, but he's not too big to join us. It is Justin Hill. And who did you sit down with, your big celeb spotter?
Oh, first of all, can I say I just want to be part of your world.
Stop
on your
it.
Show this morning. But no, I was so lucky. I got to sit down with Melissa McCarthy and Halle Bailey, who play Ursula and Ariel in the live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. Can I just say, when I was a little boy, I had that CD, like the soundtrack to that album, and I reckon I wore holes in it. That's how much I played it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Huge fan of the original 1989 animated movie. And this remake is absolutely fantastic. Very different if you're thinking of going and seeing it at the cinema. Still the same story, but it's just been given a nice 2023 update, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's doing pretty well. Current rating of 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's the first I've heard of that, Juzzy, that it's gotten a little bit of a twist. I assumed it would be sticking to the original tale.
It mostly does. Like, I mean, it's not a completely different story. It's just like some really nice subtle upgrades. So there's like a couple of extra songs, like Prince Eric gets his own song. Mm. They sort of updated the lyrics to, you know, to include like things like they wouldn't have thought of in 1989, like consent and things like that, you know, just stuff that are very important to us these days, and just a beautiful, beautiful story.
Aww.
Actually, one of the things when I was talking to Melissa about it, when I went along to the Australian premiere, I heard a mother and a daughter talking behind me, and the little girl said to her mum, you know, mummy, how will Prince Eric know that Ariel is his love without her voice? And the mother was just like, well, you know, Ariel has lots of other gifts. Like, it was just such a beautiful moment. And I told Melissa that story, and this is what she had to say about it.
Oh, my God. I mean, as a human, as a parent, and as an actor, I mean, it's incredible. Like, anytime you can do something that starts conversations or just changes the perception of when you see the world that we are, mm-hmm. which this movie shows our wonderful world as is, mm-hmm. and all its diversity and all its differences and how glorious those are. And I think when you can do that, there's a snowball effect to that and a ripple that keeps going. And I think, you know, can have kind of a dramatic effect on people.
She doesn't sound like a Hollywood star at all.
No.
She sounds like a warm cup of tea.
She's so lovely. And can I say as well, she actually stayed and watched the movie at the premiere, and that never ever happens. Mm.
They always leave,
like,
yeah.
They're in and out, and her and Halle both stayed and watched it. So it was just like they got to hear everyone scream and, like, you know, talk about how amazing it was. But hilariously, so she plays Ursula, and she also, like, obviously had to go through a lot of training to figure it, because they actually put them in like acrobatic stuff, and they're like 20 feet off the air. It's wild. So this is what Melissa did to get into her role as Ursula the octopus. Have a listen.
The first time I got there, and they're like, okay, bring in the belt. And I was like, what? comes this huge belt with 8 huge, like 10-foot tentacles. And then all these 8 dancers come out, and each dancer is going to puppeteer and like move with me.
Wow.
And it was the biggest gift.
That's like Bronte whenever she enters an event or a red carpet. Like, there's got to be a
raised off the ground
team of people carrying the train.
Dancers around you. Yes, I was like, are you speaking about people I know?
Yeah,
that sounds really familiar.
Everything she knows. How many mermaid tales out of 5 would you give the film, Juzzy?
I would give it 4.5 mermaid tales. Yeah, it was really good. Like, it just, like, it honors the original, and parents are going to love it with their kids. It's an easy watch because you know the story, but you'll watch it and you'll go, oh, that's clever. Or that's, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, highly recommend.
The live action adaptation of The Little Mermaid, it's in cinemas today, and the streaming service podcast is on Listen Up Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. When he's not hobnobbing with the rich and famous Hollywood stars, he's on with us, Justin Hill. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you, guys. Got to go jump back into me mermaid tale.